Podtacular episode 404, Brit Not Found, for January 9th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm, and we have entered the 2014 era, the 2014 year, whatever you want to call it, and it's going to be a great year for Halo. We have Halo 5 expected to be on the horizon along with the Halo TV series, and who knows what other Halo games may be coming out this year. We already had Halo Spartan Assault come out on the Xbox One, but it's supposed to be coming out on the 360 layer this year as well. And there have been some rumors of some other Halo games possibly coming out down the timeline of things being worked on. So we have lots of things coming for 2014. We're going to be very much involved, I'm sure, with going to conventions and covering news and that kind of stuff. So 2014 is going to be a big year for Halo. It's going to be a big year for Podtacular. And unfortunately, kind of a downside of this first podcast for 2014, we are Brentless tonight, as the computer that I loaned to him actually had the screen die. So unfortunately, he's not able to make it for the inaugural podcast of 2014, but fret not, he will be back. We are trying to find a way to get him back on the air so you guys can hear him in his glorious, sexy radio voice that I like to think of. So we have a few things that happened over the holiday break that we're going to cover. Lots of more recent news. The big one over the holiday break, of course, was Spartan Assault landing on the Xbox One console, and it actually came a day early. So it was supposed to come out on the 24th of December, and it came out on the 23rd of December instead. So if you guys were at home and had your Xbox Ones, and you were able to download Halo Spartan Assault and get to experience it on the Xbox One. Now, for me personally, I played it on the PC when it first came out under the Windows 8, Windows Phone, Windows Surface umbrella, and I have to say it's a pretty good game for a top-down shooter. I personally like the mouse and keyboard controls with the precision of being able to fire where you want to fire, but I would assume that the experience is just as fun on the Xbox One. Haven't tried it yet, but I will definitely be doing that pretty soon, and of course be streaming it. So we are going very much into 2014 kind of with a head start on some Halo news, and there's lots of anticipation for Halo 5 coming around the corner as well, which kind of brings up an interesting news story that has kind of cropped up over the last week or so, and that is that the Halo 5 title is kind of being confirmed in every which place possible, other than officially being stated by Microsoft. So there's a post on NeoGAF where Frankie used the term Halo 5. There have been a few other blog-related sites that are kind of related to Microsoft in ways that also use Halo 5. And there was something else that came up recently where the Halo for Xbox One title was kind of seen more as a placeholder. A few different websites reported on this. Beyond Entertainment was one of them. And then there was a Xbox Wire post that was kind of highlighting some of the games that were coming out in 2014 for the Xbox One. And one of the things around that was the actual title is not finalized. That's why one of the reasons why it wasn't listed. So we have, obviously, the title is just a placeholder. And the more and more that we kind of go on and see the news kind of drop, it's going to be Halo 5. And we've been using the term Halo 5 for a while here on the podcast. And I think it's safe to say, and it's, I don't think it's really harmful to use Halo 5. If it's involving the Master Chief, it makes sense to call it Halo 5. So as far as we're concerned here, I think Halo 5 is going to be the title of the next Halo game for the Xbox One. But it's still yet to be seen officially in terms of what Microsoft is willing to put out for the title of the game. So, let's see. What's some other news that we have that has come out over the break is some comments about the Halo TV show, or the TV series that's going to be coming out. We have, of course, coming in, I believe, early this year. I don't think a date has been set quite yet, but they're definitely looking to make the TV series not necessarily a filler thing. They're actually kind of looking forward to make it a big integral part of the Halo franchise, not something that's kind of a side thing. Phil Spencer has several comments that have been reported on OXM official Xbox magazine, and a few of the comments he's made on the TV series is that I definitely don't think of it as filler. Halo, you could argue, is the most important entertainment IP that Microsoft owns. So it's definitely obvious that the TV series is something that they're very passionate about and something that is going to be very much invested in, especially with Steven Spielberg being hired to kind of be one of the people behind the TV series. I mean, that in and of itself just says big ambitions that Microsoft has for this TV series going from the beginning. And we saw a good sample of the production quality that they're willing to put out with Forward Unto Dawn. And personally, I thought Forward Unto Dawn was a very well-done short series. And it really shows a lot of potential of what you can do with the Halo universe that can really add to what Halo already has there. One of those other things that popped up kind of more recently, actually today, is Joe Staten, one of the former people that worked on Halo, has returned to Microsoft. He left Bungie a few months ago, and it just got reported today that he's back at Microsoft Studios. He's not necessarily working on a Halo title directly, but he is back in the hands of Microsoft, so it is likely we'll see some involvement with Halo, I'm guessing. I don't know how much he would be trying to stay away from the franchise or if he wants to kind of jump back into it, but he's been hired on as a senior creative director for Microsoft Studios, so it could be anything that's going to be an upcoming title, or who knows what. The possibilities are endless, but it's kind of interesting to have him back. It's kind of prideful in a way, knowing that he was one of the masterminds behind the series that we all have come to know and love, made by Bungie, and the fact that he's worked on Destiny and helped produce that, and now, after finishing what he wanted to do with that, now is back at Microsoft, says a lot about kind of the gaming industry in general. If you think about it, Bungie is probably considered one of the most successful game developers out there. And to think that he would go from Bungie, when it's become an independent studio, to make Destiny, which is not necessarily the next like Halo killer, but kind of a standout next shooter, and drop after he feels like he's done all the work that he can with that and come back to Microsoft, says that Microsoft has some plans that seems appealing to him, or maybe he's getting just handsomely paid, I don't know. But I think if you kind of just look at it for what has happened, it seems like Microsoft may have some more things that we're not aware of, or has some developments that Joe Staten is really interested in and has come back to Microsoft to work on some of those. So we'll see what happens with that. Next up on the list is the Halo 4 art director steps down from 343 Industries. And this was posted about yesterday. So Kenneth Scott, the senior art director on Halo 4, has stepped down. So we'll get to that in a little bit. We do have a bulletin. The first one of 2014 came out yesterday. So lots of little goodies in there. Bravo is back in the hot seat doing his thing. So as far as kind of being on par with Halo Waypoint, we're kind of on schedule. Taking the 2 weeks off, they took 2 weeks off, so we're keeping it up to date with the Halo Bulletin goodness. Moving into the first topic, we have the matchmaking playlist update, which for this week dropped Big Team SWAT. Now, I got to play this a little bit yesterday with Penn's Halo because we were bringing back Wacky Wednesday, and unfortunately, only one person showed up, and it was Penn's. He's in the chat room tonight, so thank you, Penn's, for coming on and doing some matchmaking with me. We managed to play, I want to say, 7 or 8 games. And as far as the experience went, it was fun for the most part. The lag was very, very annoying, though. There were lots of times where people would be glitching across the map, doing the whole kind of shift from side to side thing, and being killed when you can't even see someone, or someone's just like walking towards you and you're dead. So it seems like Big Team SWAT has introduced a lot of lag, or a lot of lag is just exists in that game type. But as far as kind of the experience, it was pretty fun. I'm not sure if it's something that would be big to stay. I think the Team SWAT 4v4 is something that's a lot more manageable, and just leave Big Team to kind of the Big Team Slayer and the bigger team objective stuff. But we have a playlist change coming down the pipeline for next week. And that is, of course, going to be Team DLC. So this will give people an opportunity, for those who haven't got the achievements, to go back and get some of the DLC achievements that have been kind of eluding some of you guys, possibly. I know for me, for a while, I had a couple of the ones on Shattered, like the get 20 kills with a detached turret and then get 20 stomps not attained yet. And I actually managed to get the Mantis Stomp one over the holiday break. So I was playing with my brothers and I managed to get 7 stomps in one game, and I got the... Apparently that was enough to finish off getting the achievements, so I managed to pull one of those out over the holiday break, and I was kind of happy to get that one out of the way. I think I still have 4 more achievements to get for Halo 4, and they're all DLC related, so gotta get those at some point down the line. But as far as Team DLC goes, we have the voting up, of course, is going to be Neutral Flag, Oddball, and King of the Hill. So they've revamped their voting system, and instead of having to go to the forums, they actually have a little voting widget you can go to and vote on which game type you want to have included in the next playlist. It's probably going to be the typical Slayer stuff, and we're going to have one of these choices, whatever the community votes on, drop on January 20th. So in 2 weeks, 1.5 weeks as of this recording, we'll see the Team DLC playlist make its rotation into Halo matchmaking. Halo Escalation issue number 2 has been released. Halo Escalation, of course, is the comic that's supposed to be kind of taking place immediately after the events of Halo 4. So we have more stories behind the Arbiter and Lasky and Adventures of the UNSC Infinity. So if you want to check that out, there's a link on Halo Waypoint in the bulletin for this week that you can go and see some an inside look at the first few pages of the issue. And of course, you can probably go buy it as well. I haven't read any of the comic stuff, neither Halo Initiation or the first volume of Escalation, but once I do get those, you can definitely expect podcasts on them. So on January 13th, so this coming Monday, 343 is going to have a play date, and it's going to be, of course, in Big Team SWAT, since that will still be the rotational playlist that's out. Waypoint will be playing from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so Eastern Time, that is 9 to 11. So make sure, if you want to play with the Waypoint crew, hop on Halo Matchmaking, get into some Big Team SWAT, and you may run into some 343 folks. Not a bad way to do that. The gamer tags you want to look for, if you are hopping on at that time, is Halo Waypoint, B is for Bravo, Sam Pand, JFresh 006, and TTL L Askin. If you want to play with some of the 343 folks, definitely check that out on Monday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific Time PM. Next up in the bulletin is we have a community interview, and this is one of our good friends here on the podcast from Pete the Duck. If you have played in our Wacky Wednesdays, you will know some of Pete the Duck's work. A few of the maps that we've played of his is Z Fighting, which is actually a little bit further on in his interview, one of the custom game types that will be possibly looked at for including in Team Action Sack. So it's cool to see one of the community member that we know of pretty closely get his stuff submitted into the Halo matchmaking system. We know the guys over at Griffball Hub pretty well, and they have pretty much full reign over the Griffball game type. And now we have another community member being able to contribute to the Halo matchmaking experience. And it's just really cool to see. So Z Fighting is one of those. Warthog Chase is another one that is pretty fun. And that one is where the hogs are actually the hills. So at the very beginning, you hop in a hog and the hill rotates every 30 seconds. And the point is to make sure the person that is in the hog that has the hill, get in the hill that is surrounding that hog and prevent them from scoring points. And of course, the person with the most points at the end is the winner. And we have one of his other game types also up for grabs, and that's paintball. Paintball is pretty self-explanatory. You pretty much go out Slayer elimination style, so you have 1 life per round, and I think it's maybe 5 or 7 rounds that he has designed for his game type. It's not the one that we usually play on Wacky Wednesdays. That's a different one that's done by Duquesne23, who's also another pretty good forger. Pete the Duck's version of paintball is a little bit different. You only have 1 life per round. And it's nice to see that those 3 game types, and especially Z Fighting and Warthog Chase, which seem to be a lot of fun whenever we play them. Shout outs to you, Pete the Duck, for doing some awesome Forge work, and hopefully we see some of those game types in matchmaking pretty soon. Of course, we have a pretty lengthy interview of Pete the Duck on the Waypoint Bulletin. Kind of goes back into some history with how he got his start, starting to forge stuff in Halo 3, and really starting to dig into making custom maps when Foundry came out for Halo 3, and kind of going from a tinkerer to a full-time forger within Halo. And some of the projects that he's worked on, one of the most notable ones that people probably remember is the Flaming Ninja Challenge, which was a huge obstacle course that he's made. He did one for Halo 3, and he did one for Halo Reach. And he has said in his interview that he's probably up for doing one in Halo 4. So he has done some pretty crazy stuff. And if you've seen his series Forge with Pete, you know he has a lot of tricks up his sleeve. So whatever he has to pull out for the Flaming Ninja Challenge for Halo 4 is going to be insane. If you look at some of the rest of the interviews, he has a little more detail on the Flaming Ninja Challenge and a few of his other projects that he has worked on as well. And we're actually working with him on a idea that he, myself, and actually Crew Legacy and Goose Cheka at one point had just kind of over a discussion on Twitter. And we've kind of been discussing the idea a little bit over the holiday break, and we may have something, an idea for some kind of challenge related to Forge being announced maybe a little bit later this year. It'd be interesting if it actually works and if we could get people on board with it, but I'm not going to spill too many details about that yet, but it sounds really cool. I'll put it that way. The spotlight of the screenshots is going to be the best of 2013. Of course, I like to pick one as my favorite and use that as the artwork for the podcast. For everyone watching the stream, you'll see me kind of scrolling through them, and it's hard to pick. There's lots of good ones throughout the whole year. I mean, when they did 10 a week, and when there were some pretty good ones each week, it's hard to pick a favorite. I definitely like some of the contrasting ones like Triumph by Vesicated, and I think a couple other ones I like are Spore by Apollo Creed and Crunch Time by Cooler Rave Kane. I think that's how you say his gamer tag. Risen by Reclaimed Halo, and Reclaimed Halo is one of those infamous screenshot gods, so to speak. And not one I necessarily particularly like in terms of visual appeal, but it's just really cool that they did it. Star Wars Imperial Attack by Shove Hazard, which is pretty cool. That is it for the bulletin for this week. We have a post from Josh Holmes that kind of goes a little bit more into detail behind Kenneth, the art director, leaving. But there's a few more things in here as well. Just kind of some of the things that we're looking at in terms of changes that have happened within the studio. And we have an interesting little teaser screenshot at the end, so I'll go ahead and go through that. They're looking at a lot of new things coming out with the next Halo game, of course, with the reveal that they did at E3 last year. Of course, he says, be patient. We can't wait to show you what we have in store. We have a new creative director for the Halo franchise, and that is going to be Tim Longo, who joined Halo Waypoint in May, and he was formerly from LucasArts and worked on games such as Tomb Raider, Star Wars Republic Commando, and has also done some work on the unreleased FPS Star Wars First Assault. So he has come on board with the Halo team, and we can be looking to see some of his inspired works come out through the creative team over at Halo Waypoint now. With him being hired as the creative director, that means Josh has to find a new position to call home. And he's being moved from creative director up to executive producer. So he's getting some of the big guns now. He has a lot more power over what is going on with the Halo franchise. So hopefully we can see some good ideas come out from him and his team and really see Halo take the direction that I think everyone wants it to take. And it's a little bit more focusing on the core Halo experience and going back to what people really feel as what Halo is for the most part. That also leaves another question about Kiki Wolfkill, who was the executive producer for Halo 4. And she's still at the studio. She hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't really been determined where she's going to be within the studio, it seems like. But she is definitely there working on Halo. And she will be sharing more of that detail at a later date, according to Josh. The part about Kenneth Scott leaving as the art director And here Josh said he's made a decision to move back to California and bring his family together in one place. So as a result, he's stepping down as the art director, but will be continuing his work remotely in his new role as a visual design consultant. So he'll be doing a lot of visual work still, probably some of the similar things that he was working on before, but as a consultant instead of the lead art designer or art director. So, of course, with that gap means that someone else has to come and fill in his spot. And that lucky person is Nicholas Sparse-Boisvert. I'm not sure how to say that name, but I'm going to assume that's how you say it. So Nicholas Boisvert takes over the spot of the art director that Kenneth has left. He has been there since the beginning of the studio's foundation as the lead concept artist and worked closely with Kenneth. So that's kind of a natural progression from him to go from lead concept artist to art director. So we'll see a lot of the great artwork that we saw from Halo 4. Lots of that, what I consider probably one of the prettiest Halo games out there, kind of transition, and hopefully a lot of that Forerunner architecture that everyone loves into the next Halo games. Lots of things changing within the realm of the Halo studio. Lots to change, of course, within the Halo franchise itself coming in the next coming months. And we have one screenshot which they've teased, or which Josh has teased. The caption that Josh has put to it is an early exploration of a new location that features prominently in a little game project that we're tinkering with. So definitely Halo 5, I think, is kind of the hint here. And it's a picture of the Infinity over what looks like a human spaceport. Can't really tell if this is on Earth or where this might be, but there's lots to digest in the screenshot. And I haven't really taken the time to go through and look at all the fine details yet. But it looks like some kind of spaceport. And there's a lot of other ships in the background as well. You can definitely count on the Infinity being there. Probably see Lasky and Palmer and the Chief in there somewhere as well. So everyone is back together. So that's it for the Halo news. I know it was kind of quick to go through, especially being one person on the show. It's kind of hard to talk when you don't have people to other people to bounce ideas off of and just really get a dynamic going. So again, sorry that Brent couldn't be here, but hopefully I did him justice in kind of giving you guys the news over the past 2 weeks. There is one other little thing before I move on to some of the submissions that have been put in our mailbag and have been left there for a little while that have kind of cropped up, but it hasn't been anything super substantial, but there was a leak, or what was thought to be a leak, of some screenshots from the next Halo game, but they turned out to be fake. It was a lot of the Halo 4 assets with a little bit modified heads-up display than what we've seen in Halo 4, but a lot of the same stuff was there, but it turned out that those were actually fake. So they're still trying to keep tight lips, I think, on a lot of the Halo 5 stuff. I think the only big things in terms of leaks that have been out there so far is that it's actually not named Halo Xbox One, and that more and more signs point to the game being called Halo 5, which I don't think is much a surprise to anyone. I think it's kind of just a natural progression of things and something that we don't really need to be worried about. So let's move on to submissions, our first submissions for 2014. Remember, you can send those to submissions@podtackler.com. And the first one that we have here is from Truth Ronin, and he writes, "Hi there, Podtacular. Following on from your discussion about an upcoming matchmaking ninja game variant coming next year, in the past I have found that the Ninja Juggernaut game was great with friends, one of my favorite game variants. I think this was from Halo 3. All weapons were available, and this was heaps of fun, not just hammers. Your thoughts on Ninja Juggernaut? Is this available in Halo 4? How can it be accessed? Can you discuss what are your favorite lesser-known game variants and why? Cheers." So, Ninja Juggernaut is not in Halo 4 at all, pretty much, as far as I know, because there's not a Juggernaut game type. Maybe something can be done with Ricochet, but I doubt it. But if we see something like the Juggernaut game type come back with Halo 4, I mean, we've seen Ricochet has been added, so it's definitely possible to add another game type in there. But I'm not exactly sure how they're going to be implementing Ninja. There's a lot to be still discussed about it and that they haven't revealed. What is actually Ninja about the game type? Is it there's people that are invisible? Is it just people with swords? Is everyone invisible? Those kind of questions. There's just too many unanswered things to really justify a good response to that, unfortunately. But Ninja Juggernaut, I do remember playing it, I think in Halo 2. I don't think there was actually a Ninja Juggernaut variant. I think it was a custom variant where the Juggernaut was invisible. And it definitely made things interesting. I remember playing it a lot on Headlong just because of the different rooms that you could hide in. And it worked really well. I thought it was fun with a lot of friends. You had to have enough people to play it too, because if you only had maybe 6 or 7, it wasn't fun. It took a while to get the rounds going. You stood there for a while, just kind of waiting to get killed or waiting to see him and then to only kill him and then have him respawn and just waiting again. So if you have, I think the more people that you have for Ninja Juggernaut, the better. So it would definitely be something that may need to be kind of a 12 player to 16 player game type. 8 players may work on some of the smaller maps, though. Map size and just how the maps are laid out will play a big part with Ninja Juggernaut if that kind of game variant actually comes back to Halo 4. Favorite lesser known game variants? Race. I've said it from the start. Race is definitely one of those kind of classic, iconic game types for me. It was in Halo 1. It was dropped out of Halo 2. It was semi-hacked into Halo 3. It made its way back into Halo Reach. And then it was modded in Halo 4. And there's an official race game type for Halo 4. But it's not quite as fleshed out as I think it could be. But there is an official one there. For those that haven't, I think I mentioned this on a podcast before, but it actually shows up under the Capture the Flag game variant. So I don't know why specifically, because there has been modded game types that have actually popped up under a race game type. So it seems like they were working on race, but then decided not to. But if they were doing race, why not go ahead and use that tag that's already built into the game? My vote kind of there is race. There you go. Next submission that we have is from Esox Mald. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. He says, love the podcast. It makes my long drives up and down England a lot more bearable and keeps my enthusiasm for Halo 4 going. I would have loved to have joined some of your game nights, but the time differences make that almost impossible. Yeah, we're aware of that. We would like to do more game nights, but with my schedule right now and other projects that I'm working on, it's just not possible. We are definitely looking to do one that's more international friendly. That has been something that we've always wanted to do. It's just it hasn't been feasible with our current schedules. But we are aware of other people across the oceans and the waters and the ponds wanting to play with us. And I mean, once we have something that we can work with, we'll definitely make it happen. He goes on to say, I've just spent the holidays having a ball playing Halo 4 multiplayer, and I've got to say I'm enjoying it more now than I ever had. I find it a balanced, fun experience, unlike certain FPS, which seem to involve abusing each other and dull gameplay filled with one-shot deaths. I've never read any of the Halo books, so I have to admit the campaign was confusing at times, but still lots of fun to play. I'd love to hear your thoughts on why Halo 4 has such bad press as a game, and your opinions on the validity of those criticisms. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. Now that you mentioned the whole bad press and criticism parts, kind of brings up something that we'll be working on very soon. It's a new year, of course, so that means new opportunities for the podcast. And one of the things that I'm kind of looking forward to do for the podcast is to have a more defined schedule of when we're doing what podcast, instead of kind of an ad hoc approach where I go week to week. It's like, okay, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this. We'll just talk about the bulletin because that's what's out there. So I'm still kind of recovering from a lot of the stuff that I've missed over because of the holiday break. So once I kind of wrap those up this weekend, you'll see a lot more firm schedule of podcasts coming out, and I can broadcast out possibly a month, even 2 months in advance. And one of the sets of podcasts that we're going to do is something that we'll talk about why Halo 4 was quote unquote such a bad game. What are some of the things that we can learn from it? What are some of the things that we've seen in past Halo titles that we think needs to come back into the Halo franchise? And all in all, where do we see the Halo franchise and the Halo universe going from here on out with the Halo TV series, with Halo 5, with the little games like Halo Spartan Assault, what if we see Halo Wars 2, all the comics, the books, that kind of stuff. So those kinds of podcasts are definitely up for scheduling to get people on. We have access to a lot of knowledgeable people that we will be utilizing the heck out of, because I know they have a lot more knowledge in specific areas that I don't. I'm more of a general kind of collection of details, and I kind of gleam off of others who are more knowledgeable in specific areas to really kind of help diversify the podcast and keep it interesting. So those podcasts are on the way. You will hear those thoughts very, very soon. So keep tuned to the podcast and you will hear those. We have had some discussions in past episodes where we've gone tangented into some of those. I think if you listen to the podcast over the last 3 months or so, you will get a good sense of some of our standings with a lot of the different aspects of Halo. Stuff as campaign and multiplayer, mostly with a few hints of kind of external fiction to the game as well. So those are definitely coming in down the line. Nothing to worry about there. You will hear our opinions and opinions of other close friends very, very soon. That wraps up the submissions. Again, if you want to send us a submission, you can do so by sending an email directly to us or by using the big green button on our homepage. With all that said, time to make a few announcements about what you can expect for Podtacular in 2014. I have lots of goals that I've thought about that I will be laying out in a blog post very, very soon. Hopefully this weekend as I finish some stuff up. But one of the big things we're looking to do for 2014 is revamp the website. Podtacular has been without a forum for about 3 months now because our old forum board had some kind of PHP error. So a coding error that has kind of rendered it useless. And we've been going at it for a while that we wanted to restart the board, and now it's just kind of a good time to do that. So rebuilding the forums is one of our goals for 2014. Rebuilding the homepage, kind of redesigning the theme that we use for that to be more reflective of current themes of Halo, kind of reflect that in the colors and the themes and the backgrounds and all that stuff. So an update to the homepage is going to be coming down the pipeline as well. A few things in terms of leagues, possibly. I've been toying around with an idea in my head of possibly trying to find a way to keep people involved with Halo that can still utilize a lot of the Halo 4 resources. So I know people are kind of reluctant to playing Halo 4 because of some of the stuff that has gone on with it, some of the current states that the Halo franchise is currently in with how multiplayer is perceived, campaign is perceived, but I definitely think it's possible to keep interest in Halo 4 going by ways of making fun leagues out there that people can just come in and play and have a good time. Griffball is a perfect example of that. They continuously have leagues season after season and continue to hold people's attention. And I think it's possible to do that with the core game types of Halo and be able to kind of forge an experience with the maps and master experiences with the game types where it can be a good Halo feeling that we can go back and really utilize more of the Halo assets than the Forge ones. So I need to talk with a few people on possibly what some good ideas are to bring this about. And hopefully by the summer, you may see us develop a league. And that would be really cool if we can have a lot of people on board with that. With that comes needed help. So we will be looking to bring some staff on, not necessarily hire. I don't have that kind of money, unfortunately. But we will be looking to bring some people on as staff for the website that can help out with the website, this league, if it kind of starts going, some people to help write blog posts and news items, and just all in all, really help develop Podtacular as a community, as a website, and as a podcast. So we'll be looking to get a lot of people on board with that as well. And it's a big goal for us. It's something that I haven't been able to really jump on board with just because of time constraints doing other things. But 2014 is a new year. It's going to be new opportunities for Halo, and that means new opportunities for Podtacular. So definitely look forward to some big website changes coming out for this year. This year, we're also going to be looking to start development on an app. I've kind of teased on trying to get one out there for you guys. We won't have one out this year, I'm pretty sure. But we would like to start development on one. So for iOS and Android, to kind of get that mobile experience out there. And depending on how much help we can get, how much stuff we can get, and the kind of content generation that I would like to have for Podtacular, we may see some podcasts or some app exclusives. Don't know, but there's definitely a possibility out there. I would like to see development start on app design for this year and kind of go into 2015 for an app release. That'd be really, really cool. Because Halo 5 is anticipated to come out this year, we are looking to, of course, cover everything that we can on the game. So, of course, I'll be at RTX and PAX Prime. If the chance arises for me to go to E3 or San Diego Comic-Con, then I will definitely jump on that as soon as possible and go and report on those things as well. With that, though, comes the pricey part of actually going and buying equipment to go out and cover those events. So right now I have a pretty good camera. I got a Canon Rebel, so I can take pictures and stuff, but I don't have a good setup for interview or a good camera to really record with. So looking to spend some resources in buying some equipment for that kind of stuff. So that way, when we do go out to those kinds of events, we can cover those a lot more. One of the other things that's going to be more podcast and site related is hoping to do some more actual videos. I was doing video updates for a while, but pulled back on those when the time to actually work on those was just ridiculous. But I have toyed with a few ideas, and if we get some staff on that can really help out with editing and doing some video production, then I think it's a definite possibility that we can see the return of Pod TV, and I would like to see that come back. More community guest hosts, so everyone that helps support the podcast, more opportunities for you guys to get involved with the podcast this year in terms of actually coming on and hosting with us. It's something that I didn't get to focus on as much in 2013, but needs to kind of come back as a focus in 2014. So we'll be looking to have more people on the show. And I think the first one up, I think, is going to be Pins, because he was the only person to join me on Wacky Wednesday yesterday. I think he has an honorary spot in the hot seat coming up very, very soon. So congratulations, Pins. I just gave you a guest hosting spot. We have a couple other things that we have planned that we're not wanting to discuss yet, but those are kind of the big topic items that I think everyone will be interested in. So we have updates to the homepage in terms of themes, forums coming on board, getting staff involved, getting kind of a league set up for keeping interest in Halo alive, and of course, video production if we get enough people to hop on board with that. So lots of things. It's going to be a very, very interesting 2014, very involved, going to need a lot of help. So definitely give the support, guys. And yeah, 2014, Halo, it's going to be a good year. That pretty much wraps it up for me tonight, guys. Again, sorry Brent was not here. I wish you could have been here, kind of opening up 2014. And I hope I didn't drown you guys out too much just going solo. Thank you for coming and listening to us, supporting the podcast. I appreciate every single one of you that downloads us. And let's make 2014 a big year for Halo. 2014 a big year for Podtacular. I think we can do it. I really think we can. So with that said, we enter a new era of Halo, a new era of Podtacular this year, and I don't think you guys want to miss it. So, of course, check us out on our website, podtacular.com, and you can check us out on our social websites. We have everything listed on our homepage. You can check us out. For everyone in the stream, this is kind of irrelevant, but for everyone listening at home, we stream live on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is when we do our podcast recording, and then the podcast usually comes out a couple of days later. And of course, we do Wacky Wednesdays, which is our custom game nights, which is on the Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. That's a wrap. This is Dust Storm signing off, and on behalf of Brent, keep on fragging trucks. Later.